905, instant illumination. In my life, in my daily life, my genius lives by principle. This is instant illumination. Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Instant illumination in my daily life. My genius lives by principle. We are so readily consistent and programming and throwing out principle. We know the law of cause and effect works. We know that this is a very powerful and a very wonderful medium. We know that it brings results for us that are sometimes unbelievable, but they're wonderful results. And as they bring these results in our life, we are delighted by it. We are pleased by it. We are pleased by this. In my daily life, my genius lives by principle. We're very pleased by it. But then we soon forget it. Because over the years, we have built up a world of illusion which has become so powerful in our thought, so demanding in our thought, so overwhelmingly present in our thought, that we forget about the principle behind it. And in forgetting about the principle behind it, we think that it is an illusion. We think it's not real. Oh, we talk about outer space things, UFOs, and we talk about King Arthur and the magic of other great magicians, Merlin the magician and so forth, and we think, oh my goodness, you know, they can do things, but we can't. We think of the people who work in the cellars of Prague, Czechoslovakia, St. Charles University, and the alchemists, as they call them, and we think what wonderful things they can do. And we think of medical science. Just think of tree painting back in the early prehistoric time, where a person had a brain ache, and so one of their members took a chisel made out of stone and chopped a hole in their head and released the pressure, and perhaps they did something more that we don't even know about. They might have gone in and operated in some other way, but they released the pressure and the bone was placed back there. It grew back in place and they lived a good amount of time longer. Now, how did they do these things? How did they know these things? In my daily life, my genius lives by principle. They just believed in themselves. Now, if they had believed in themselves, they could have thought themselves through all of that early time of prehistory and made themselves into today. Perhaps they have. Perhaps they have. You see, we don't remember the past. We don't remember what we did yesterday. We don't remember, oh yes we do, we say, we write those things down. Some people have very good memories. No, they don't. They remember it how they want to remember it. It is not a precise remembrance. If we read history and we think history is an exact recall of what has happened, we are kidding ourselves. Because history is how someone interpreted what they remembered, even as long as a moment before. We hear stories of people who have done wonderful and great things, and we think, gee, golly. We hear Einstein or Edison. Edison had so many inventions that failed before he finally came up with some good ones. And for us, his failure was but a breath, and his success was but another breath, an instant later. So our time span all is instantaneous. I live in my daily life my genius by principle. In my daily life, my genius lives by principle. You see, we have the ability to live in the past, in the present, in the future, which is all right now. And as we live in it, which we do, as we live in it, which are called living in other dimensions, we think that when we're living there, that that is the reality. And that is but one of many illusions that we call our life. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to live in a world of illusion. And the world of illusion also is guided by principle, it's guided by our genius. And as we call upon this world of illusion, we have a great delight in it. And Richard Bach, in Illusions that he wrote, he had Donald Simoto, who was a reluctant messiah, telling him, watch. And he dove into the ground. And Richard said, well, how do you do that? I just think it's a lake. And then when he got out of the lake, he was just fresh and lovely. So Richard dove in, and he was swimming around in the mud. And when he came out, he was all muddy. That was his vision or his perception of the possibility of having something be what it appeared to be not. And so then, as he did other experiments in his mental attitude, it's a fictional story, of course, as he did other experiments, he proved to himself that so many of the things that we do are just illusions. Now, was it an illusion that he dove into the dirt and it was a lake? Was it an illusion that the lake is a lake and we dive into it and we swim around it and we call it a lake, so therefore it's a lake? Well, now, what if we would call it a parking lot made out of concrete or made out of just flat dirt, dry dirt? And then we tried to dive in it, we'd break our neck. We'd be very unhappy with ourselves. But whatever the illusion is, that's what our experience is. Now, did his body actually dive into that dirt? Did he actually do this? Or was it an illusion? Or was it his imagination? Or did his body stay where it was and he mentally dove in and swam around and came out? Well, if he mentally dove in, why would he visualize his body as still having dirt on it instead of being fresh and clean like Donald Simoda had done? You see, we visualize many things in many ways, and we have such a good time doing it. And as we do this, we forget, in my daily life, my genius lives by principle. It was logical, it was reasonable, but it was totally irrational. Totally out. Well, hey, how can it be logical and reasonable and totally irrational? He dreamed, visualized that he did it. He visualized that it functioned. And then he realized that it was impossible to do that. And putting together those three pictures made it all nothing but a joke. It made it ludicrous, totally outlandish and not beneficial. But this is what we do, isn't it? We do that sort of thing to ourselves because we think that is so charming and so magnificent and so wonderful. Well, let's begin to live by principle and keep consistent in our living by principle and know that whatever thoughts I think, that's the reality of my world. And then pursue that aspect and enjoy it. Life is fun, isn't it? In my daily life, my genius lives by principle. Have a wonderful day. Live in your illumination and let your life be a sparkle of joy wherever you are and in whatever you do. I love you. I love you. I love you.